Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Message-Podcast der LifePoint Church Stuttgart. Als Gemeinde leben wir nach der Vision, wir existieren, dass Menschen ein erfülltes Leben in Christus finden können. Wir hoffen, dass Gott durch diese Message zu dir spricht und dass du dadurch gesegnet wirst.
Guten Morgen alle. Morgen. Okay. Schön. Buongiorno. So nice to be here again. Before to start, I want to pray. Father, we want to thank you again for your presence in this very place. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, Father, because you gather us here. Thank you. I pray, Father, you can prepare our hearts to listen from you, from your words, and be transformed by you, Father. Please, Father, speak to us and make us really to be aware about your voice. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we are in the series, The Chain Breaker. So it's quite exciting. So today I want to introduce you the next topic we want to talk is about human control versus God's will. So it's quite wow. And before to start, I would like to read with you a Bible verse. So the first slide. So it's from 1 Samuel, chapter 13. It says, meanwhile, Saul stayed at Gilgal, and his men were trembling with fear. Saul waited there 7 days for Samuel, as Samuel had instructed him earlier. But Samuel still didn't come. Saul realized that his troops were rapidly slipping away. Just as Saul was finishing with the burnt offering, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet and welcome him, but Samuel said, "What is this you have done?" Saul replied, "I saw my men scattering from me, and you didn't arrive when you said you would. And the Philistines are at Michmash, ready for battle. So I say, the Philistines are ready to march against us at Gilgal, and I haven't asked for the Lord's help. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering myself before you came." So just a bit, give an introduction of what's happening here. So Saul fought against Philistines. So at the beginning, he went out with 3,000 people, 2,000 with him, 1,000 with his son Jonathan. So he fought against Philistine, and his son actually won against the Philistine. So Saul thought, oh, it's a good idea now to spread this news all around Israel to make them to be cheered up that we fought against Philistine and we won. But this made the Philistines more angry. So they went out again. They say in verse 5, with the 3,000 army, 3,000 chariots, 6,000 chariots, and many warriors, as the grains of sand on the seashore. So huge amount of people went out to fight against Israelites. And what was the response of Israelites people? Completely lost in fear. So they didn't know what to do, because they felt overwhelmed from this huge amount of people, they ran away. Such very good response from the army. So they crossed the Jordan River, escaped into the land of Gad and Gilead. So Saul felt like, okay, I need to take control of this situation. I need to do something to make these people to be not led by fear, but to be aware that God is with us. So, but he forgot something. And this is what we read it. That Samuel said to him, "Wait for me 7 days. I will come to you and I will offer this offering to God. So just wait for me 7 days. So Saul waited for Samuel 7 days, but not till the end of the seventh day. So what he said? So, well, the situation is very difficult here. I need to do something. I need to take control of the situation. So just bring to me this offering and I will burn it. So he said in the verse 12, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offerings myself before you came. So he took the place of the high priest because he felt compelled. He felt in a rush. He felt I need to take control of the situation because otherwise I don't know what's happening here. So he felt the pressure to do something instead to wait, instead to do what God told him to do it through Samuel. So, and this is what I want to share with you today, according to this Bible verse. So control can be very dangerous. Human will can be very dangerous. This can lead us to make poor choices and eventually to a very messy life. So I want to show you, next slide, please. What is the consequence of human control or human will? So we can have fear, we can have impatience, we can have arrogance, we can have disobedience. So these are some of the aspects are related with human control. So fear leads us to control the situation. Imagine yourself when you feel afraid of something, you need to move because you don't want to feel this uncomfortable feeling. You need to do something. Oh, what I need to do? You need to establish the status quo or the previous situation. I need to feel safe. This is your body's cry out. Your mind doesn't want to go out of what doesn't want to freak out. I need to go back to the previous status. So humans' fears cries out, I don't trust God. Say, when we are afraid, we look for a way out of these uncomfortable situations. Makes us really to run without any direction. We are like, you know the dog when it tries to beat his own tail? Go in a circle like crazy. We think that the dog is crazy, but we do exactly the same. The difference, we don't have tail, but... And we consume our energies for nothing. We behave according to our emotions and we don't use our brain. So our emotions lead us because we need to do something. We became self-centered because I need to feel okay. Me is important. I don't want to feel in this situation. In this way, I need to feel safe. And everything around us is not important anymore. And fear traps us in a cycle. Because you will never go out. If you are led by fear, you will stay there. And human control, human will, say also, I don't want to wait anymore. I'm impatient. So Saul waited for Samuel 7 days, right? He waited 7 days. But not till the end of the 7th day. He was, oh, I wait. But not till the end. And we do the same. I don't want to wait anymore. I need to do something I don't like. But the problem that sometimes when God makes us to wait, waiting time is no wasting time. It's a testing time. So in this time, we get to know in who we trust, in God or ourselves. Impatience is risky business. Are you agree with me? Yes. So, yesterday I was watching the football match, Italy against Albania. I almost had heart attack at the end. And I was impatient that the match will finish. I cannot stand anymore. I cannot wait for it. I keep watching the time on the screen. Oh, why this referee doesn't blow his whistle and make an end to this kind of situation? It was so uncomfortable. But you know, I learned something from that moment, that waiting makes you to endure something is uncomfortable and reshapes you in somehow. But you know, impatience, as I say, is risky business. It can hurt also other people. Imagine if you watch these football matches and one football player go out, like he go out of mind because he cannot wait anymore. He take the ball and go around the field without any direction, without thinking anymore about the schemes. This can affect all the team. And eventually can lead to lose the match. So to be self-disciplined in the waiting time is very important, not just for the football match, but also for our lives. When we are impatient, we don't realize, but people around us will be affected. When we don't wait, we think that it's just about us. Oh, I'm impatient, I cannot wait, it's just about me. But affect all the other people. My wife, sometimes she knows about it. She said to me, "You need to wait. I feel you makes me crazy sometimes when you don't wait." And we have also arrogance. When we want to have control in our lives, we became arrogant because we think that we say to God, basically, "I know what I'm doing. I know better than you." So, like Saul, "I know better than Samuel. I'm the king. I can do it this. It's okay. I have this authority because God gave me this authority." He felt so self-confident in that moment that he forgot that he needs to be humble. He just make an action. And when we take control of our life, we say, "I don't want to surrender to God. I want to do it my way because my way is better. I can manage by myself. I know what is the best solution for this situation." And definitely brings disobedience. Because sometimes we think we know how to control our life, but actually we have no idea. We have no clue. We think that we are old enough, we have experience, we know how to handle the situation on our workplace, with our family, with our kids. But actually we don't know anything. Because we don't know how life actually is working. Or you can say to me, "If you know better than God, then you can contradict what I'm saying." We don't know anything about life. Life is so unpredictable that we need really to have a humble heart. Human control over God's will leads us out of the track and makes us, as I say, go in a loop. You go in a circle. It makes you to feel safe at the moment, but you don't move. Basically, you stay in the same place. When you want to have control, you assume that you are safe, you feel safe, but actually you are not safe. You stay there. Your life stay in the same place. You don't move. Since we arrived in Germany, we got to know about the culture, and is not something I want to criticize, but I know in Germany there are insurance for everything, right? Insurance for car, insurance for house, insurance if you drop the coffee on the laptop, you can get money. Insurance if the dog bites somebody else, you will get money. And there is nothing bad about insurances, but what is behind is important. Why I want to have control all of it. For sure, you don't want to have troubles later, and that is wise, but sometimes is, as human being, we are so affected by to have control of everything that we lose the point who is in control over our lives. There was flood a few weeks ago, and we saw what happened. We cannot control everything. You cannot stop the weather to rain. You cannot stop car accident. You cannot control your health care. Everything can change suddenly. It's very unpredictable. With this, I don't mean we don't need to take responsibility for our lives, but we need to find a good balance. I want to ask you something. When you try to have control of many things in your life, how do you feel? Think about yourself. Who is the master of your life? You or God? You know, we as I say, we live in a very unpredictable world. And we saw in the last few months, few years, that the world is keep changing in a very, very bad way. Every nation now, they claim to have control on their own situations. You know, close the borders, America first, German first, Italy first. Don't host people, protect us, or many other things happening. We try to protect our children, running to them when they are in need. And many other things happen. And I ask you again, how do you feel about it? Can you fix all of it? Do you feel free when you have everything under control? After your day, when you go back home, you finish your job, you left your paper made at workplace, or many other things, do you really feel, oh, now I can relax, I have everything under control, or there is always something triggering your mind? So, would you like to feel peaceful about it? Always there are problems. You cannot have control about everything, right? So, take a step back and relax. I want to say to you something very important, and to myself, we are not God. And we never should have been. The opposite to control is God's will. So next slide, please. Previous one, probably. Next. Sorry. Next. Is about the God's will and then other kind of points. Yeah, there are no points. Doesn't matter. Oh, okay. So God's will. Give direction. Helps our faith. Casts away fear. Brings peace. I want to read one Bible verse from Romans. And Paul says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And I want to read the same Bible verse from other version, from the Message. So here what I want you to do, God helping you, take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best things you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture, till you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from inside out. readily recognize that he wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you always dragging you down its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So our offering is to place everything before God. Don't be affected by this world, but affect this world. Could you go a bit back? So, as I say, God's will has many, many benefits. First of all, it casts out fears. We are no longer influenced by the things that happen around us, but we can influence them. We can be the changing we want to see in the world. We can be the light. We are the light. We are the salt. And we are the people who plays a very important role in the society. We can behave calmly, logically, because we know we are not alone. We don't face situations alone, because God is with us. God is in us. So fears, when we are in God's will not have control over us. But we know how to manage because God is with us. It gives us direction. We know what to do because we have received the right instructions from God and everything is clear. We are confident. I want to give you an example. Suppose that Chrissy and Robin are in the car. They are traveling together and they need to reach a destination. None of them never been this place, right? And they have the Navi. So, I don't think they will argue who needs to choose which road to take. They will rely on the navigation system, right? Because it's the most normal things to do. But many times, when we want to do according to our will, we consult each other but not God. Or we pretend to know to say to each other what to do. And this is with God's will. If we rely on Him, we know where to go. And we don't waste time, energy, and we don't get crazy. And that is very important. It brings peace, God's will. We don't feel restless anymore, but we can relax and rely on God. The peace comes from God's will. It's overwhelming. It's overflowing. Because at the end, you know that you can just rest because you already know the next. And definitely helps our faith. Obeying and trusting God's will increases our faith in Him. It brings us closer to Him. When we trust in God's will, and our life will prosper and bear fruits, helps our faith. Definitely at the beginning is very hard, because sometimes God can ask us something very uncomfortable and very non-logical. But when we make that step of faith, then you feel confident because you know in who you are trusting. God, I don't know what you are saying to me to do. I don't know what you are doing or what will you do in my life, but I trust you that you knows better than me. When we make this very important step of faith, everything will change. Our faith will change. Our attitude towards life will change. God loves us. Do you believe it? Do you believe it with your brain or do you believe with your heart? Because if you believe with your heart, you know that He wants the best for you, for me, for us. When you realize with your heart, everything changes. And if you really want it, then give up controlling your life so obsessively. Just relax. You are not God. You are really not God. We are not God. We are God's people. And God sees in us. God is with us. He fight for us. And He has the best for us. Do you want to live or do you want to survive? You know the difference. I really believe you want to live. But in order to live a real life, you need to die. That is hard. To die to yourself, to die to ourselves and our self-ambition, our plans, our desires. And you know how to do? Then if you have doubts or if you know, then keep looking to Jesus or look to Jesus. In Luke chapter 22, verse 39 and 42 is written, when Jesus was in the Gethsemane, then he accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, pray that you will not give in to temptation. He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Jesus knows, God knows that temptations to have control is very hard. We know what's happened after that. The disciples fell asleep, didn't pray, don't know what to do, felt afraid. Somebody felt like I'm a warrior, cut the ear of a soldier. And at the end, everyone scattered because they rely on themselves instead of Jesus. But Jesus say, yet I want your will be done, not mine. Jesus knows that God's will is the best. He knows what he will face. Can you imagine? You are death sentence because this was the situation of Jesus, but despite of all, he stayed calm and he trusted in God. Action point. Pray. Jesus say, pray. You want to know my will? It's hard to accept sometimes my will. Pray, Father. Show me your will. I want to do your will. That is very dangerous prayer. God says, I want to do your will. And then be still and wait for God's will. You know, sometimes this is the hardest stage. And we saw what he did. To be still and wait is very hard. When everything around you is shaken, when everything around you is unpredictable, and you don't know what to do, to be still and wait for God's will is very, very hard. But it's important. Because this shows in who you are trusting. Next. When God shows his will, be ready to move forward. When God speaks, don't hesitate. And sometimes the answer from God are not what we want to hear, or mostly of the time. But you know, when we ask something to God, then if he will say to us what we need to do, then we need to move. Next. After that, when you are in the midst of God's will, keep seeking God's will. Just because you got God's will, to know God's will, doesn't mean that it's finished there. It's continually relationship, you know? Keep asking God to speak to your heart. If we want to hear from him, we need to ask him. But we need to ask his will, not our own desires. You know, sometimes we pray in a very selfish way. And that is the reason why many times we cannot hear from God. Seeking God's will. Be ready to move. Keep seeking God. The temptation to control our life is strong. But we have someone who has died and lives in us, who can help us in our struggles, is Jesus Christ. We are not alone. Jesus set the example to show us how to do God's will. We need just to follow. We have a kind of guide. We have a guide. And we need just to do this. Look at Jesus and do it. So, and this message was challenging also for me. Sometimes it's very hard for me to be still and wait for God's will. And it's very hard to ask God, show me your will. I confess that sometimes, many times I want to have control. But I realize at the same time that it doesn't bring any place. Brings a place of disaster, a place of mercy. So I want to challenge each one of you. Don't go out this room, this church today, without asking inside of yourself right now, God, show me your will. It's very important. We are here for this very reason, not just together, just to enjoy fellowship or to sing a song and drink nice coffee. We are here to seek in God's will. So please, for your sake, ask this very important, crucial question. Will be uncomfortable? Yes, 100%. But will be very a turning point in your life. May God bless his word.
Wow, was für eine Message. Wir hoffen, dass dieses Wort zu dir gesprochen hat und dich durch den Tag und die kommende Woche begleiten wird. Wenn du mit uns in Kontakt treten möchtest, kannst du gerne auf unsere Website und Social Media vorbeischauen. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Sei gesegnet.